Taf Yutes Amud Beis, we will begin Yutes Amud Aleph right before it gets wide at the bottom at the two dots. V'shavan elu v'elu shetonim. So we said even though there's a machlokes, Beis Shammai is Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds there's an Isser Shvisas Kelim. Even if you've done the process, started the process before Shabbos, but if your Kelim, your vessel, is continuing on Shabbos to have the certain process done, which would be a malacha if a person did it, it's also according to Beis Shammai to have your kelim do it. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Now, even though Beis Shammai says it's also, but they agree to, in a wine press or an olive press, to have the press, the beams, play the fruit place under the beams or under the circular beams, under the circular presses, to have the continue to press out the juice on Shabbos, that is mutter. Now, even though for a person himself, if he would squeeze out grapes or olives, squeeze out the juice from the grapes, the oil from the olives, that would be a malacha d'oraisa. That's schita, that's mefarek, a tolda of dash, of extracting the juice from the fruit. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai says, if you started the process before Shabbos, then it's mutter to have the juice flowing out from the presses on Shabbos. So, for the Gemara, Maishna kulu de gozer beish behu beish shami, Maishna kurz beish abad, begula gas le gozer. Why are the other cases osir? But in this case over here, Beis Shammai says that it's mutter. Why is it different than the other cases of the launder, the having the kaivis, having cleaned the kalim, etc., all of the other cases in the Mishnah that are also Shvisas Kelim, and here Beit Shammai says it's mutter. The more answers, Hanat, the Yavad Lu B'Shabbos Mechayiv Chatos, Gozeru Beit Shammai, Yav Shabbos Im Chashecha. The other cases is if the person would do it himself on Shabbos, it would be an Isser Deraisa, he would be Mechayiv Chatos. So then they were said that it's also for your Keli to have the process being done by your vessel on Shabbos as well. But Kares Beis Abad Begula Gas the Avad Lu B'Shabbos Loi Mechayiv Chatos. But over here, if the person himself would squeeze out the juice of this fruit on Shabbos, he would not be Chayiv Chatos. Loi Gozru. Therefore, they didn't answer by the Kelim either. Now, why is this not an Isser D'oraisa? Like we mentioned, squeezing the juice from the grapes is chita, it's mefarka told to dash. Why would this not be considered to be an Isser D'oraisa? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the reason is because, yes, it's an Isser D'oraisa if you have a food item, you have a grape, and you squeeze the juice out of them, then you're extracting the juice from the grape or from the fruit. But over here, before they put the fruit under the olives and the grapes under the presses, it's already been chopped up. Now, once it's already been chopped up, the juice will flow on its own. By putting it under the press merely makes it flow faster, more efficiently. But it would have flowed on its own anyway. At that stage, once it's chopped up already, the juice is considered to be discernible separate from the fruit. So therefore there would not be a deraisa de iser of schita of mefarik in such a case. So in such a case, therefore, since on Shabbos itself, once already the fruit is chopped up, there would be no iser deraisa, and there'd be an iser derabana, but not an iser deraisa. Therefore, Beis Shammai says there's no iser of shvisas kelim in such a case. Therefore, as long as he put the fruit under the presses before Shabbos, even though it continues to press the juice out on its own on Shabbos, they did not aser. Who's the Tana that holds that if it's going to flow on its own, the juice is going to flow on its own, mimela, on its own, then it's Shapir Dami, it's mutter to even now do it and hasten it. There's no Isra Minatayra, Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanin, Rav Shmoli. The Tana is Rav Shmol, like we see from the following case. If you have garlic or you have unripe grapes, Vamalilas, or you have the kernels of grain that are not ripe. Now, shariska mi boidyam, you chopped it up mi boidyam. They were trying to extract some of the juice over here to use it as a dip. they used those things like the garlic or the unripe unripe grapes. It had a tart taste. They use it as a dip. So if you're a rice gun, may yomi chopped it up from before Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer Yigmar Mishat Hershav. Rabbi Shmuel says, and that you can then put it under the presses, and you if it's been chopped up, you can put it now under the press and then have a kli to collect the juice, and therefore it's mutter to have that juice. Yigmar Mishat Hershav. Rabbi Kiva says that no. Lo yigmar, you can't put it before Shabbos under the presses and have the juice collect in the keli. Lo yigmar. So we see over here that Rabbi Shmuel says you could have it, put it before Shabbos under the presses, have it now the juice have flow out and collect it in the keli. Now, the way Rashi is learning, Taisus and other Rishonim disagree with Rashi on this point, but the way Rashi is learning is as follows. The way he seems to be learning is that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that, like Beis Shammai, that there is an Isra Shvisas Kelim. Now, here Rashi is saying you put it under the presses Miba'oid Yoyim before Shabbos, and it's collecting in the Kli. You can now collect it in the Kli and have it flow into the Kli on Shabbos. Meaning that they both hold that there's an Isser of Shvisas Kelim like Beis Shammai, which is a Chiddush, that to say both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva hold like Beis Shammai. But that seems to be why Rashi is learning. They hold like Beis Shammai, there's an Isser of Shvisas Kelim. And therefore Rabbi Kiva says that it's awesome, because there's still Shvisas Kelim. But Rabbi Shmuel holds not, no. Since it was already chopped up from before Shabbos, there's no Isser of Shvisas Kelim over here. So the Tana of our mission that says Beis Shammai is Moida, that by the presses there's no problem, there's no Isser, because it's like Rabbi Shmuel who holds that Beis Shammai says if there would not be a Chiyuv of the rice on Shabbos, you're mutter then to have it done before Shabbos, have it put under the presses, under the Kelim, press it during the Shabbos, because there would be no Isser de rice in any event. So that is one approach. So this is the approach of Rabbi Hanina, who says the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says no. He says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he... So Rabbi Lazar, he says, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, the Amora says, the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemur. He is the Tan of our Mishnah. This time we learn the following Mishnah, Chalos Dvash Shariz Kanber of Shabbos. If you have a honeycomb, and it was, now, it was ground up from Erev Shabbos, the Yatsum Yatsum, and now the honey is flowing from the honeycomb on its own, also. So it's also, why is it also? Because we're afraid it's a Gzera. This is not to do with Shvisas Kelim. It's also because it's a gzera. If we allow you to eat the honey, you might come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. And therefore, it's also to use that honey. Rabbi Lazar matir. And Rabbi Lazar says that it's mutter. It's mutter. We're not goyzer. We're not goyzer in this case. Why are we not goyzer? Because since already it was Rizkan be'er of Shabbos, therefore, even if you did squeeze it, there would be no iser deraisa. So therefore, they were not goyzer. So you see that he's the Tana that holds that once it's cut up, once it's chopped up, then even if one would squeeze it, that's not considered a deraisa. That's not an iser deraisa. That's not considered mefarik. It's called over the bama memela. There's no iser deraisa. So therefore, he was not goyzer. Similarly, Beis Shammai would hold in our Mishnah that since there's no iser deraisa of squeezing out the grapes in such a case where it's already been chopped up, therefore there's no Isser of Shvisas Kelim either. For example, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, my time, Rabbi Lazar, why didn't he say, like Rabbi, that the Tan is Rabbi Lazar? We see this case, it seems to be that that's what Rabbi Lazar holds. Amar Lach, he says, over there, yes, he says it by honey, because by honey there's no real change in the status. Over there, he says, there's no Isser Deraisa, and even if you would squeeze it out on Shabbos, it's not an Isser Deraisa, because there's no real Isser Deraisa by the honey in any event. Why is that? Because the basic Isser of Mefarik, and when we say squeezing out a fruit, that we say there's an Isser is because you're taking something, and now by squeezing it, or by pounding it, you're now extracting something from it, which is fundamentally different from what it was before. So if you have a grape is a food. Now, when you squeeze it, you're extracting a juice from it. You're taking something which is now a liquid from a solid. You're taking a mashke from an oichel. That is now extracting something, and extracting something that is fundamentally different than it was before you extracted it. Like the case we have in the Mishnah of the Av Malacha of Disha, of Dash, is when you're extracting the kernel from the husk, which is not non-edible item, and now you're removing from it, you're extracting it, and now you've removed an oichel, you have an edible item. So that's where we have a deraisa of mefarik. But in the case of the honeycomb, it has not fundamentally changed. Now, even though when it's in the honeycomb, the honey is mixed with the wax, and now it's separated, but it was in the same status as it was before. Now, the Gemara calls it oichel, and oichel, really, technically, it was a mashke, and it is a mashke. Meaning the point is, there's no fundamental difference between the state it was before and the state it is now. True, the state before, it was mixed with the honey, but it was a liquid mixed with the mix. It was a liquid mixed rather with the wax, with the honeycomb, but it was a liquid, and it's now a liquid. So there it doesn't have the property of disha, of mefarik deraisa. So over there it's hasun, the mikar oichel v'soyach oichel, but hacha mikar oichel v'hashta mashkes. So over here, perhaps Rabbi Elazar would hold that there would be a deraisa in the case of the grapes and the olives. Rabbi Elazar amalach, no, ashamina lele Rabbi Elazar, dafilu zeisav anam namishar. But we see that he says that the case is not only by a honeycomb. We see that Rabbi Elazar himself says that it applies also to zeisav and anam, to olives and grapes. To hakiyasa Rabbi Yishim in hardo, also vayisim asnis biyadi. He brought a beraisa that says zeisav anam shariz gemer of Shabbos. If you have olives and grapes that were chopped up before Shabbos, the atzum, and now it's flowing on its own, asurim, it's also. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, matirim, and they say it's mutir. So you see clearly that Rabbi Elazar says it's not only by chalais dvash, by a honeycomb, it's by zeisav and amun as well. So clearly, he could be the Tana of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, b'raisa l'shmi'elei. He was not aware of this b'raisa, otherwise he would have agreed with Rabbi Elazar that yes, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas is the Tana of our Mishnah. For Rabbi Elazar, my time, Elo Yomer, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, why does Rabbi Elazar reject Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina's raya that it seems to be that Rabbi Shmuel would agree with the interpretation of our Mishnah? That Rabbi Shmuel says that kol davar asa mimeila, if it comes on its own, that there would be no chiyuv chatas. Amar Lach, no, he says no, he can't prove it from there, because Lav Itmar Alo, Amar Rabba Bar Chanin, Amar Rav Yechanan, he said, Rav Yechanan says, Mechusorim Dicha Dekuli Amar Loi Pligi. If it's Mechusor Dicha pounding, everybody agrees that it's Aser. There are three stages of preparing it, the fruit, so that the juice will now flow out. There's the first stage, which is chopping it up, which is Risuk. Then the second stage is pounding it, dicha is pounding it. And then after that, the third stage is shchika, which is mashing it. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, in that machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, they're only arguing is if the first stage has been completed, and the second stage, that it also had dicha, it also had pounding, it's only then that Rabbi Shmuel says that if it flows on its own, there's no chiyuv, and therefore it's mutter to load it up under the weights before Shabbos. It's only if it's mechusar, only the last stage, only mechusar the stage of shchika, but not dicha. So he says, b'mechusarim dicha dekom eloi pligi. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree it's also. Ki pligi mechusarim shchika. It's only if it's missing the last stage of the shchika stage. Now, in our Mishnah, v'hanikim b'chusarim dicha domi. In our stage, when we're talking about in our Mishnah, it's normally before the grapes and the olives, before they put it under the beams, it is mechusarim dicha. It only had the first level. So Rabbi Shmuel would not agree in our Mishnah that it is mutter. It's only, therefore, he says, Rabbi Elazar, who says that even if it is mechusar dicha, as long as it was chopped up, then it would still be mutter, and that whatever flows on its own is when if one squeezed that, there would be no Isser Deraisa. So therefore he says, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel requires a further processing. He refers Dicha, pounding. It's only Rabbi Elazar who says that if it's only, if it even had the first stage, if it only had the chopping up, the Risuk, it and it also is Mutter if it only had the first level. So therefore, he says the Tana is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yaisa Brachanina ki Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yaisa Brachanina paskind like Rabbi Shmuel. A paskin darbi shmal that only if it also had the dicha stage. Shemin shel badot, dina machsol shel badot. Now we're coming to a different discussion somewhat. It's a machlekes, a muksatika machlekes. If the oil, we're talking about the presses, so we're going a little bit on a tangent to discuss other aspects of what happens in the press, but it involves the din of muksa. So if you have the oil of the badorim, the oil that's there in the presses, machsol shel badorim, or the mats that they use to cover the badorim, the fruit in the press. Rav aser Shmuel ashori. Rav says it's aser, Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav says it's aser because it has, it's muksa because the oil that's there, the remnants of the oil, they use to pay the wages of the people working in the presses. So that's used for mekach u'memkar. He holds that's muksa. The mats that are used, again, for commercial purposes. It's used to cover the fruit that's used in the presses. So it's used to, in the processing method, the process. And therefore, he holds it's muksa. But Shmuel is mekal, and he says, no, since they have their use on their own, they're not considered muksa. They're not considered designated strictly for commercial purposes, and it's mutter. And similarly, Haine Karche Dezuze, similarly, if you have the a pair of mats that are used to cover merchandise, so it's called Karche Dezuze, meaning because they used to put the mats in pairs and use it to cover over, fold over the merchandise. So Rav says it's mutter. Shmuel Shori, Shmuel says it's mutter. Same type of idea. Rav says it's used for commercial purposes. It's huksa for that. It's muksa. Rav says, Shmuel says, it's more mekel. It's not designated strictly, exclusively for that purpose. Amar of Nachman, similarly, Eiz l'chalva, if it's a goat that's being used to for its milk. V'rach l'gizasa. Or you have the rach that you're going to shear it for the wool. The tarnagoyes lebeitz also, or the tarnagoyes for the bea that is used for the eggs. The tur de raja, or if you have an ox that's used for plowing. The tamridiska, or you have dates that are being used for to sell. Now, in all of these cases, these are edible items. You can shech the eggs, you can shech the rochel and the tarnagol, but they are currently not being used for that. They could be used for food. They could be shecht and use it for food, but he has used it so far. He's designated for other purposes, not to eat. And the dates are edible. They can be used for food, but he's designated to sell. So these are designated for purposes other than for eating. So on yontiv, is this considered muksa or not? Now on yontiv, you can shecht an animal on yontiv. So an animal that was designated for shechita is not muksa, but these were not designated for shechita. These were designated for other purposes, and the dates were designated for selling. Rav also Shmuel Amar Mutter. Again, we have the similar type of machlekes. And the Gemara explains v'kamifkali beplukta the Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. They're arguing on a machlekes, a friyadirka machlekes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara says, typically it says Rav Yehuda isle muksa and Rav Shimon lesle muksa, which literally means that Rav Yehuda holds a muksa and Rav Shimon doesn't, but that's not the pshat. Everybody holds a muksa. The question is, how broad is the isra of muksa? Rav Yehuda is more machmer than muksa. He said muksa applies in more cases, and Rav Shimon is mekel, is more, much more limited to where he applies the din of muksa. So that was that machlokes. Rav paskin like Rav Yehuda, so he was more machmer on the zinyanim of a muksa, and Shmuel was like Rav Shimon, so he was more mekel on the zinyanim. Who told me that the Eir Bacharsa, the Argus, in that certain place, he paskened Rav Shimon. He paskened like Rav Shimon, who was Mekel Amukse, Shamte, Rav Amnuna. He put him in the chair. What do you mean? V'hak Rav Shimon, Sfirle, Lamaisa, we paskin like Rav Shimon. So what did he do wrong? Some more answers. Ba'asri, the Rav Hava, Loyiboy, Leila, Mavar Hachi. But he was in the place of Rav, where Rav is more the Asra, and therefore he was considered to be going against Rav. And he should not have paskin keneged Rav in the asrei of the mokum of Rav. Similarly, when we discussing latter Talmidim who paskened on a Friedrich Machloikis, honey tray Talmidichad, Matzel b'chad mona, b'chad matzel b'arba b'chomesh money. So it's a completely separate issue over here. The issue at hand is if there is a delay, Rachman Islam, is there a fire? So if can a person save, how much can he save from the fire to take out from the fire to remove? Now, Maker Din, it will be mutter as long as he takes it, brings it into his own Rishus HaYochid, if there's no problem in carrying it to another Rishus, it should be mutter. The Chachamim were geyser that we're afraid that Oram Bol Amamoyna, that he'll be so preoccupied and he'll be so fakocht that he'll forget about Shabbos and he'll be so preoccupied with his loss of money that he'll put out the fire, which is an Isser. So therefore, an Isser, potentially an Isser Deraisa. So therefore, the Chachamim limited the amount that he could save. Now, there seems to be a steer, and one place it says Mozan Sholosh Sudais, and one says it's even Mozan Mea Sudais. So there's a Machloikis Amaroyim. What does that mean? So how to reconcile that? So one learns is that what it means is that if you save it in one keli, in one vessel, you can put even as much as you can pack in to one container, you can put it in. But in separate containers, you cannot. Even if you put the separate containers into one big container, you cannot. Then it's limited to Mozan Shalosh Sudas. But if it's in one container, you can do more. The other one holds, then no, that as long as it's into your chatzer, you can even put into separate containers, as long as that those are put into one big container, it can be even more. It's only if it goes to another chatzer where you can't. So, Gemara says, the trait of Mechad Matzal B'chad Mana, one put it in only in one container, V'chad Matzal B'ar V'chamesh Mana, and the other one put it in four or five. And again, they argued in the Friedrich Machloikis, V'kamifli B'pluk to the Rabbah Razavda V'ravuna, and they argued in the Machloikis of Rabbah Barzavda and Rav Huna into what the interpretation is it allowed in one container only, or is it allowed into four or five as long as it's put into the one big container? So they argued in that same machlokes, which was a Friedrich machlokes.